Voters in Ann Arbor's 4th and 5th wards only had one name on their ballot, but write-in candidates to varying degrees tried to claim a spot on council as well. In the 4th ward, William Lockwood registered his name just a few weeks ago to oppose Jack Eaton, who defeated incumbent Marsha Higgins in the primary. A Twitter campaign and signs also popped up in the 4th ward to vote for a 20-pound carp, made famous after it was pulled from the West Park Pond for destroying the habitat. Eaton says when it comes to the human opponent, he's concerned about the effort to win a race without a real campaign.
In our city right now, we're having a really robust conversation about our future, you know, and for candidates to run without really articulating what their vision of the future is odd at best.
In the 5th ward, incumbent Mike Anglin has long known he faced a write-in challenge from Thomas Partridge, who has thrown his hat into many political races over the years. Anglin, however, also got a challenger a few weeks ago in Chip Smith. Anglin says Smith had an active 3-week social media campaign. He says overall, council continues to shift towards candidates with a focus on the neighborhoods, regardless of party affiliation.
The issue here is not party. The issue is how people vote on issues. The important issues, you watch people's voting record, that should show what they believe in. Because that voting, the way they vote, will transfer money certain ways in our town. And our group, the group that I deal with, are mainly interested in saying that the neighborhoods are the core of the city.
It's unclear what the defeat of these write-in candidates, both official and unofficial, will mean for future write-in efforts in off-year elections. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.